InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
January 6, 2025. I am your battle-hardened host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. We're entering the 351st day of the return of the American Republic and the Trump administration. All right, Trump just gave a big speech at a Republican retreat. Lots of interesting and informative and important and also funny things he said. We're obviously going to have some excerpts of that. We have big developments on the Venezuela-Cuba front with the U.S. blockade of the oil coming out of the country, bringing Cuba absolutely to its knees. Cuba's a parasitic state, basically ran Venezuela. Just amazing developments on that front. We know Tim Walz is not running for governor now, dropping out, because he knows that he was in control of the, it's $24 billion, by the way, and growing. Not 9, not 18. And now it's being discovered all over the country. And now they've discovered that the head of the UN Security Council, that's like literally like the number three person in the UN, is managing huge sectors of the fraud in Minnesota directly. He's the director of it, of the medical home care fraud. Now, the headline is weak in the New York Post. He's linked to it? No, he runs it. Just absolutely amazing. But people are like, wow, the UN. What do you think the UN NGOs do? The UN runs these scams all over the world. The UN is beyond predatory. So a bunch of developments on that front. I mean, I could do 3 hours just on this because they are just, oh, and to the credit of the feds, hundreds of indictments have already happened. It's just not getting coverage in the news. They were already being built up the last few months. Hundreds more, they're saying, are imminent. It was announced by the White House yesterday, a new task force. And by this morning, they hit the ground by the hundreds in Minneapolis, St. Paul alone, going door to door to the home care centers, to the warehouses where you'll have, you know, 27, 28 different companies. They're just P.O. boxes. Nothing's being done. And the feds that are going door to door and questioning people and doing all this are doing it all geared up in a very, very serious way. So, I mean, they're going in hard. And it is just cut and dry fraud. So we're seeing real movement on that front. And I mean, I'm going to do my best to get to as much as I can. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I just, each one of these stories I could do an hour on. It's just amazing. Then you had yesterday a maniac break through the window inside the house, smashing things with a hammer and attack the Secret Service vehicle outside. And of course, it was a trans lunatic. Secret of J.D. Vance's home attacker, suspect is transgender daughter, it's a man, of wealthy surgeon Democrat donor, as ultra-privileged life is revealed. So, there you go. We've got so much more today. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Several huge guests. I'm going to debate Jackson Hinkle, who's an avowed communist, and big buddies with Maduro. He wants to debate, so I'll be happy to have him on. That's all coming up and more. Stay with us. I'm funded by you, and I appreciate your support very humbly. Thank you for your support, those that have. Those that have it, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel anytime, no charge. You get $40 every time you spend $30 to spend. So you make $10, you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at alexjonesapp.com. Just links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we're finally seeing very aggressive action against the massive Democrat Party NGO theft of trillions that Doge already discovered. All over the country, in Chicago, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in Los Angeles, hundreds and hundreds of DHS in armored vehicles are showing up and going in to these different addresses that sometimes have 30, 40, 50 different businesses in them, where it's just P.O. boxes. They're collecting millions of dollars for supposed home health care, daycare centers, you name it. And the head of the UN Security Council is one of the main managers over hundreds of these fraud businesses in Minnesota alone. And so the White House announced last night the task force on Fox News, and I noticed half the comments were like, yeah, I believe it when I see it. Well, it happened today. And they're cut and dry going in. And in many cases, it turns out people are here illegally. They already have warrants out when they check the address. And so they're kicking down doors. And they're in DHS paramilitary uniforms because they get attacked at a lot of these places. So that's completely reasonable. They're dealing with organized crime. This is a racketeering anti-terrorism operation. So the gloves are off. And you notice it's DHS because the FBI is so unbelievably paralyzed and corrupt and just moth-eaten with globalists. But DHS is where we've seen the action, 96% shutdown of the border. Now it's up to 80,000 children saved in slavery, in many cases sex slavery. People go, well, why don't we show them on the news? They're children. You don't show children on the news. It's juvenile court stuff. But the numbers are out. So we're seeing spectacular action from DHS in just 11 and a half months. And they've scaled up and now more than doubled the number of people they have. It had all been shut down. I mean, that's going to take a while to get into. It's all amazing. That's coming up. Also, we have the latest developments in Venezuela. We have the communist motorcycle militias running around Caracas and other cities, going door to door of people that support the overthrow of the dictatorship and gunning them down. And that's exactly what our experts have warned, that even if the central government rolls over and has a free and fair election, the communist militias that are the drug cartels' muscle are not going to give up. And that's why we're not out of the woods yet here. And that's why Trump doesn't want regime change. He just wants to have them have an election. I know this is limited. That's the smart move. But South America is such a disaster that I understand we don't want China running it and getting the $18 trillion in oil and projecting power into our country and the voting machines, you know, being run out of Venezuela and all the rest of it, because the globalists picked that as a base 27 years ago to do it. But at the same time, it is quicksand. But I got to say, the military and what Trump's been doing has been very well thought out at each level. And you can't deny that Trump believes he's doing this for all the right reasons. Glenn Beck did an excellent breakdown yesterday. And you'll watch the six-minute breakdown. You'll say, oh, that's you know, what you said yesterday. Well, it's because we're not getting together on the phone deciding what we're going to say beforehand. It's like word for word what I said. It's because we both do research. But I want to expand on some of the things he said as well. I want to go to that first here in a moment. And then Trump spoke at the Kennedy Center. He also spoke at a retreat. We got a whole bunch. He just finished up a few minutes ago at the Kennedy Center. A lot of amazing things he said, a lot of important things he said, and a lot of funny things he said that Melania begs him not to do his imitations because Trump's funny behind the scenes. But he said he can't help it, so he started doing transgender athlete imitations. So we've got some real gold for you there. And then I came across something yesterday morning that I did more research on last night because I remembered it from a space and aeronautics professor I was good friends with at UT. And I remember he wrote a book about it in the late 90s. And I remember the footnotes in it and seeing in the book a screenshot of the book he got a bunch of the information out of. Tex Mars was known as a preacher. He went and got a degree in that later. But he was an Air Force veteran, a space and aeronautics professor at UT. But he was really a futurist. He also married me and my first wife. Good friend of mine, him and Wanda, his wife. God bless him. But when I saw this video yesterday, I didn't play it on the air because I wanted to do more research. Well, I did that research early this morning. And indeed, my memory was correct. This is so powerful. Did you know there was a book written in 1997 that named the COVID release with the spike protein self-replicating nanotech? You know it as mRNA. And Mars wrote a big old tabletop, you know, like coffee table book about nanotech, was what the book was about. But there was a lot of quotes out of this book, and then Tex would always in his books put a picture of the book in it. And so I'm going to order the book. I got busy and didn't do it this morning. It's very expensive. It's out of print. But I want it because it was just one of the main sources for Mars' book, and I remember what was in it. But I did go and get a bunch of the text of the book that's online. I haven't had time to reread it. But this will blow you away. 2025 scenarios of U.S. and global society reshaped by science. Now, Joseph F. Coates, who I remember reading about a few times, but I looked him up this morning. He is recognized in the field by futurists as the top futurist probably ever, okay? And then I remember how much of my research was out of his predictions. And so much of Mars' understanding was out of that. So, but wait till I just read you a few pages out of the book. Okay, I mean, it is like he had a time machine. But here's how he did it. The future is here. It's just not evenly distributed. Depending on the technology, most technologies are 20, 30, 40, 50 years what the general public is aware of. Most of it's not even completely secret. It's just academic. They've had free energy for 40 years. They've got all the cures to cancer. They've got everything, okay? But instead, they deploy stuff that dumbs us down, makes us infertile, mutates us, and kills us. So I'm going to budget time out today to spend at least 30 minutes on this. But you want to learn about this guy. Unbelievable. I mean, once I started reading and remembering all this, It was hard to even, he died in 2014, he was born in 1929. It was hard to stop. In fact, it kind of cut into my research time. I usually research about 3 hours in the morning on the general news. I only did like an hour and a half on the news because I was just like, just one perfect prediction after another, and naming what it would be called, naming what it would do. Lockdowns, world government, just everything. And he was the top futurist for almost every listed as the head futurist, official positions. In 45 of the top 100 Fortune 500s. So, people think I'm a futurist. Well, yeah, because I read these guys. And the thing is, there's so much knowledge that I've read over the years, and then just it just becomes kind of like wisdom, but it's just a general understanding. But when you go back and actually get into the meat and potatoes, we should be spending a lot more time on stuff like this. And the current futurists, mainly are globalists, pushing this dystopian system like it's inevitable and it's a good thing. And Bill Gates has got his fingers in all of it. The only big dog fighting it is Elon Musk on many fronts. He's not a troglodyte. He's not against the technology, but he is against the way it's being deployed. This is a big discussion that needs to happen, and it dovetails with big internet research reports that are coming out. There's a bunch of them. We just crossed the threshold the last month. Now 51% of all internet traffic in the world is bots. And they're AI bots. They pose as humans. And they're flooding the zone everywhere. And now as it scales up, soon it'll be 99% bots where you just don't know, and it creates a false reality. And that ties into all the attacks I've noticed I've been under. The globalists know they can't attack us from the position of the leftist or the globalist. They're discredited. They have no trust. They admit that. So now what they do is they go out and pose as patriots, then flood the zone with disinformation, and then attack everybody that's real and who has real grasp and research, and just put a smokescreen out. And I'm having to dig into all of that, but it's all hiding in plain view that the main groups attacking Trump and trying to undermine him, it's fine to criticize him when he's wrong, but their attacks are synthetic. They're based in lies and innuendo, and they're coordinated. And so everybody knows I'm not an infighter. I don't go around policing other people. I'm not in wars with other talk show hosts, people that say they're patriots. You know, so I can say I'm the best and I'm good. Don't listen to them. It's not about competition. I want to beat the globalist. It's about if we have Benedict Arnolds in our midst, they're trying to sow dissension and lies to break up Team Humanity, not make it better, not make it stronger, but just make everybody nasty and black-pilled. I have a responsibility to expose that. And now that I'm starting to focus on it, I'm usually focused on the big picture, it's worse than I thought. I'm going to tie that into, when I get to all this, the latest claims of Candace Owens. And she's just a bunch of Hydra heads, one of the bigger, nastier Hydra heads that we're dealing with. And I'm very sad about having to do that. It's just, I know I'm right. And I've been proven right. And with the bots, nobody's got more bots than her. Nobody's more boosted by big tech than her. I mean, she's just the left. All their shows worship her. Google, Facebook, all of it just full pushes her everywhere, force feeds it, forces into everybody's feeds. That right there, you know, that's not a red flag. That's whoop, danger, Will Robinson. That's bad. So right there. But the illogic when we go through each level of it is say, okay, this guy, that's your source, was arrested and convicted of attacking people, you know, and menacing with a hammer. He put out reports on TV a year ago saying his wife attacked him with a hammer. And then we get the exact video of what happened proving he did it. And they say, we don't care. And then he says, my dad was the Zodiac killer. And they say, we don't care. And then he makes up all these other lies. And they say, we don't care. You, when you eat a watermelon, you spit out the seeds. And then she doubles down on Fort Huachuca and says bots are attacking her from Fort Huachuca when she is the bot queen. And, of course, shows no evidence. And then you can go to her followers and her people, and it's almost all weaponized bots, heavily pushed. And her husband runs internet scraping companies and bot factories and is a lord. And you know, a lot of the main attacks on Trump are out of the UK. So I'm just like, I didn't even want to look at it. The more I look, it's just like, oh my God, this is ridiculously proven. And her people are like, well, he is the son of the Zodiac Killer. He's got the DNA to prove it. I mean, no one knows who the Zodiac Killer is. No one ever got his DNA. Well, oh, he was at Fort Huachuca, so everything he says is true with no proof. Well, he says he's got the DNA to prove it. What? Okay, fine. I mean, this is who you're supposed... And then all I did was say, this is not true. This is a setup. I think you're being set up. Oh, you're a traitor. You're scum. All our surrogates attack me. And then I start digging into it. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, she went after Kennedy. Right during his confirmation with all that made-up stuff about him being an Epstein list and having a Mossad honeypot, totally made up, no evidence of it. Notice she dropped that quickly because, you know, it failed. And then I can now just see... With everything she's doing, don't support Javier Milei because he has blue eyes. He may be a Nazi from World War II. His family's been down there forever. He's Jewish. It's just like, you can disagree with some of the things he does, but my point is, it's you start looking at it, it's all lies. So that ties into all of that. And she now said, basically, Erica Kirk and all these other people aren't even human. They're biological robots. And that AI is taking over, and that the bots are taking over, and then literally she's the bot queen, riding in like the whore of Babylon on the back of bots. And so you see now, oh my God, this is their attack. This is how they do it. And then I see the coterie of operatives around it, and all the top Democrat podcasters and talk show hosts and people even have shows on MSNBC are just boosting her, and oh, she's so wonderful, and oh, she's so good. They just flip. Oh, Hitler's bad. If you're white, you're evil. Oh, but if you love Hitler, you're good now. And Alex Jones is bad. I mean, it is so crazy. The bots, big tech boosting her, force pushing her, the left worshiping her, because it's meant to black pill MAGA, discredit us, and make this agenda to save the country and the world fall apart. That's it. And then say that I'm the establishment. When I'm on Rumble, and I'm on X, and I'm not even boosted there, and I'm under all this bot attack, and I'm on talk radio stations, and I'm funded by you, and, oh, he's the establishment, he's this and that, and but meanwhile, I'm not allowed to be on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram, I'm banned, still banned. And people just go, oh, doesn't mean anything, doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. All the leftist shows are worshiping and pushing her. I mean, Jimmy Dore has come out and attacked me and twisted a bunch of stuff against me and all this stuff because they all know that this is the establishment move. The old corporate media is dead. It's being defunded. The independent media is the media. And so the clear move that these globalist projects are involved in is going in and financing and taking control of all these influencers. And you can see the unified talking points. You can see the attacks of the hyper pro-Hitler, Israel obsessed with the Islamics, with the Qatar funding, which is $10 billion a year to the U.S. alone. And they make a joke, oh, Qatari, it doesn't exist. Oh. Meanwhile, you have the Qatari minister saying, no, we do fund social media. We do spend billions on that. Yeah, we spend $4 billion a year on the universities and $3 billion a year on social media in the U.S. and $3 billion a year. And you know, giving Trump airplanes, all the rest of it. And I'm not saying they run everything. I'm just saying China's got huge lobbies. The UK has lobbies. Venezuela has huge lobbies. And Qatar's there. I'm telling you, who's funding this stuff is a coalition of the Muslim Brotherhood, Qatar, bunch of UK money, Democrat Party money. And they're all together openly attacking Trump and saying he's the problem. And misrepresenting what Trump says and does. And Trump certainly isn't perfect and makes missteps, It's just that you can see it. So I'm kind of already getting into this, but I'll get back into it later. I mean, it is just over the top insane. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. And just doubling down. Yeah, Mitch Snow's great. Mitch Snow is the son of the Zodiac Killer. Mitch Snow's wife broke his hands and feet with a hammer, and here's the arrest date, and he's attacking her with the hammer, but it doesn't think that's okay. And, you know, he lied about all this other stuff, and, you know, just move on from all the congressmen and all of them that have their alibis. Oh, your alibi, I'm the queen. Okay, you weren't there. Still doesn't matter. Fort Huachuca sending bots at me. It's all Fort Huachuca. I mean, it's literally beyond brain rot. It's globalist New World Order slop. And then it's just like the Q thing, where we one go, we all go stuff. They just go Fed slop, Fed slop, Fed slop, Fed slop. And you're like, what does that even mean? So I'm glad that I began to investigate this. Listeners asked me to. Was very nice. He said, hey, this guy isn't for real. He's a fraud. And now that's been proven over and over and over and over again. And then they all attack me because I'm so busy covering other things in geopolitics and studying the globalist treaties and what's happening that I was not really watching or following what these groups were doing. I saw some things that were concerning me the last year, but now I've been focusing, and it's absolutely what my gut instinct was correct. And it's just going to continue to come out and continue to come out and continue to come out that these are very bad actors, folks. And when you pull back, you're like, God, they're hyper foaming at the mouth. Anti-Trump and anti-any institution that's getting people to vote for populist and conservatives, and is really the same talking points as all the Democrats. Because, again, they know they can't win just coming at us as leftists and Democrats. They have to do it, quote, as, oh, we're the real patriots. We're against the New World Order. Remember, the globalism didn't exist. The New World Order didn't exist. The Bilderberg Group didn't exist. You know, I'm the crazy guy, none of that, over the last 32 years. 32 years in April. And then now, oh, it's all out in the open. Oh, there is corruption. There's a problem. And Alex Jones is the Fed. He's the one, see. He's the one you can't listen to. He's the Batman. Now we have this crazy man with all the restraining orders and convictions and constant unending lies, all verifiable, and just saying, and by the way, I'm the Zodiac Killer's son. And they say, yep, it's all true. And so it's a cult because it's a litmus test. Like, you're a Democrat, two men can have a baby. You're a Democrat. There's no X and Y chromosomes. And the new thing is, Charlie Kirk was murdered by TPUSA and his wife. And it was all planned at Fort Huachuca. And it just doesn't matter. And you have to accept that. And then that muddies the waters over the real cover-up, I believe, of what happened to Charlie that we've been covering and detailing. So the deep state kills him. Bare minimum, they're involved. Tyler Robinson thinks he did it. Shows up in his transgender tile, smiling, proud of himself. All his boyfriends are, you know, saying, yeah, we're going to kill Charlie Kirk tomorrow. And they don't get in trouble. And I'm like, hey, we should look at that. And we're like, no, we look at Fort Huachuca, which is a total dead end on purpose. So this is an intelligence operation. You can see it. And that's why I've been spending time on it. But that's coming up, all right? Stay with us. We got huge news on multiple fronts right ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in. In people who can't make it, it can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Start moving quick through this news. Trump made some comments today that are dead on, that I was already intending to come in and really start the show with this. There has to be maximum emergency. That goes without saying. And we have to understand that we have the trifecta. We have the judiciary, the Supreme Court, we have the legislative, Congress, and the Senate, and we have the executive. And now is the time to get rid of the filibuster. The Democrats have said they are going to get rid of it when they get in the Senate ever. So with only 51 votes in the Senate, Trump can, he's got more than that right now, what, 54? But you got to have that supermajority to do anything under the filibuster. We have got to drop the hammer on them now. We've got to break the glass. We've got to get the fire axe here. And we've got to, again, have urgency at every level. And Trump is absolutely right that if he loses the midterms, the Dems will impeach him. He points out we've got to get voter ID. Well, he signed the executive orders to pull federal funds from states that don't make you have an ID. And now the midterms are less than a year away. So the urgency is just white hot right now. And Trump has the urgency. And they've been getting some things done on that front, but not enough. Trump won't quit the filibuster fight. Thune can't give him what he wants. It's got to be done, ladies and gentlemen. This country's 250 years old. No nation or empire has ever survived past 250. And you notice the CFR and the globalists had written us off that it was going to be the Chinese century and it was all over. But the last minute we got Trump back in, he's making all the right moves to reassert our economic dominance, to get control of this hemisphere, and to decouple from the rules-based order of the UN and the globalists, the world government. And it's the only move we had, and it's the right moves. Is it going to be executed perfectly? No. But make no mistake, what you see out of Trump is being done for the American people. And that's why the elites of the world are so pissed at him. Here's President Trump.
Thanks. But you got to win the midterms. Because if we don't win the midterms, it's just going to be, I mean, they'll find a reason to impeach me. I'll get impeached. We don't impeach them. You know why? Because they're meaner than we are. We should have impeached Joe Biden for 100 different things.
Well, that's totally true. Let's have a little levity here for a moment, though. He's cut all the federal funding to anybody that has men and women sports. Same thing with the universities. And we love it when Trump gets back to having some fun. Here he is on his imitation of trans athletes in women's sports. My wife hates it when I do this. Here it is.
And she gets up and they put a little tiny thing like this, little tiny. And my wife, by the way, my wife hates when I do this. She said, you know, she's a very classy person, right? She said, it's so unpresidential. I said, but I did become president. You know, somebody, she hates when I dance. I said, everybody wants me to dance. Darling, it's not presidential. She actually said, could you imagine FDR dancing? She said that to me. And I said, there's a long history that perhaps she doesn't know. Because he was an elegant fellow, even as a Democrat, right? He was the attack by Japan, you know, he was quite elegant. But he wouldn't be doing this. But nor would too many others. But she says, darling, please, the weightlifting is terrible. And I have to say this, the dancing they really like. She said, they don't like it, they're just being nice to you. I said, that's not right. The place goes crazy. They're screaming, dance, please. But the weightlifting, but no, the girl gets up. And you see, I want to be more, but I have somebody watching. I want to be more effusive. I want to really, yeah. But she gets it, and drops the thing, walks off the stage crying. Her mother's crying, her father's crying. Guy gets up. He said, have you lifted before? A little bit. And he walks up, being, he could have gone ding, 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 ding. I think it was 112 pounds, right? It's crazy.
It is crazy. But they do that on purpose. They give us litmus tests that are crazy to see if we'll put up with it. That is a psychological warfare tactic. Now, shifting gears to the developments in Venezuela. I want to be clear. I understand Trump's goals, why he's doing it. if it can be successful to let them have elections and not let China run that place and stop the election fraud that they project out of there with Smartmatic and the rest of it, it's great. But I have not been predicting that it couldn't turn into a quagmire, that the communist militias will continue to fight any government they try to elect, and that it could be a real disaster. So I want to be clear about that. Jackson Hinkle's coming on in the third hour to really have a discussion about this and, I guess, debate me on things he disagrees with. Robert Barnes put out a post on Axios on Tomorrow saying Jones has a great record with his tip jar, but I think he'll be wrong on his prediction that we're going to see the names of hundreds of Hollywood stars who were on the payroll coming out. I don't know what he's talking about. That's from Patrick Byrne, who's been a very accurate source in the past, but we've seen all the other stuff on the Democrats coming out, the corruption, and Tulsi Gabbard's releasing all these documents. So, I mean, I believe that, but I don't really get, maybe post his ex post, because I had it here in the stack, but I got moved around somewhere. I don't see it now, but I'm not specifically predicting everything that's going to happen to Venezuela. I'm simply here trying to look at all the different angles of it. And Glenn Beck did an excellent breakdown yesterday that's basically identical to mine, because that's how Trump sees it. That's how the policies are. That's the history of it. And the question is, will it be successful? Regardless, Trump's going with this. So I did not cheerlead for this operation. You can say it's not really regime change. You know, you can say it's law enforcement. You know, he's been indicted for all these crimes. But at the end of the day, it is telling him you better have regime change, you better have an election, or we're going to just blockade you forever, which is a form of war itself. So, you know, technically it is an attempt at regime change. Here's Trump on Maduro. He's a violent guy, and he has killed millions of people. They have a torture chamber in the middle of Caracas. That's true. There's Barnes's comment. Nope, won't happen. This will be the year Alex's superb prediction jar runs empty. Wow. Exclusive. The Trump admin is set to release proof that a huge number of Hollywood stars have been on the Venezuelan communist payroll to engage in anti-Americanism propaganda for over 20 years. Well, it's come out that they paid Hollywood people here and there that we know of. It's come out they pay a ton of different influencers and journalists and people. I don't know if Jackson Hinkle's been on the payroll, but he certainly goes down there and gets, you know, recognized by Maduro in their Congress and is big pallywows with them. I mean, I'll ask him about this when he comes up, but I don't see how that prediction, I mean, that's what I'm being told. I'm reporting on that, so we'll see. Do we play the Trump clip? I can't remember anymore. The Trump on Maduro? All right, yeah, here's Trump on Maduro.
You know, at some point they should say, you know, you did a great job. Thank you. Congratulations. Wouldn't it be good? I would say that if they did a good job. Their philosophies are so different. But if they did a good job, I'd be happy for the country. They've been after this guy for years and years and years. And, you know, he's a violent guy. He gets up there and he tries to imitate my dance a little bit. But he's a violent guy. And he's killed millions of people. He's tortured. They have a torture chamber in the middle of Caracas that they're closing up. But he's tortured people. And now what they do, the radical left, they actually have people, and it's hard to get them. They're all paid people. Most of these people are paid. You know they're paid when they have brand new, beautiful printed signs by, like, the highest quality printer. And you have a woman, free Maduro. And the sign is before we even did the attack. You know, free Maduro. Why do you want him freed? I don't know, but he should be free. Oh, she reads a sign. What does that say? It says free. Well, that's what I believe.
And that's totally true. In New York, in D.C., in L.A., all over the country, they have the raid in the middle of the night. The next morning, the perfectly same signs, same messages, all funded by Soros, multinational NGO. That's been looked up. It's always the same signs, the same designs. And they're all out there on the streets. This is AstroTurf, bottom line. Venezuela braces for economic collapse from U.S. blockade on oil exports. That's right. Maduro's motorcycle thugs go door to door and hunt for Trump supporters. Colombia president rages, come get me, I'm waiting, in huge taunt to Trump. Colombian president ready to take up arms in face of Trump threats. Civil war fears explode as heavily armed militias take over Caracas streets. Gunfire and explosions rock Venezuela's presidential palace in Caracas. So it's going into civil war, folks. Trump team puts a target on Cuba, then threatens an oil blockade. They've already basically done it because Venezuela supplies like 90% of it. So, yeah, I mean, this is degenerating into a quagmire. It's better than boots on the ground. And I think in the end, you know, we'll be able to help them have some free and fair elections. But these rebels aren't going to give up, the communists, because their business is drug trade. And that's what Matt Bracken was saying. He hates Venezuela communists. He obviously supports the objective, but can you get the objective? How the Don Rowe Doctrine reinforces Xi's vision of power in Asia. And it's true that Russia and China want a tripolar world, but the UN, the EU, the globalist project was so corrupt and evil, and China double-crossed it on top of that, that it fell apart. So that whole system already failed. It's not like, oh, should we get away from the UN rules-based New World Order global government system where the globalists direct everybody, or should we go with the new tripolar world? It's already here. It's not a debate. And then Trump's coming into the vacuum saying, all right, we'll get all the foreign investment. We'll get the rare earth minerals. We'll take control of our hemisphere again. We'll kick the Chi-Coms out of Panama Canal and out of Venezuela. And we'll get all these jobs back and we'll boost everything. And then we'll stop the third world invasion. I mean, he's doing what he should do. We're going to stop all this domestic fraud with all these NGOs. We're going to cut access to the oil to China. And then we win the economic war with China, and they are at war with us. All right, let's go ahead now and go to Glenn Beck doing an excellent little six-minute breakdown on this. You'll say, well, I heard this yesterday from you. I know. We're not getting a script, you know, from somewhere. This is the history of it. And there's a few things Beck didn't get to and a few things I didn't get to. So I'm going to, after that, add some key points to this. And then we're going to move on into all of the other news, particularly what's happening with the fraud investigations and all the raids around the country, particularly Minneapolis, Minnesota, and St. Paul, Minnesota, where you've got arrests already being made. That's very, very quick. And you look at the scale of how fast the federal law enforcement normally moves. So let's go to Glenn Beck.
Okay, so I want to go over. I put a chalkboard up, and if you're watching us at glennbeck.com, you'll see Venezuela, China, Iran, they're all connected. All of these things are connected. And if somebody tells you this is all about the oil, listen to them, because it is. But I don't know if they understand what they're even saying about that, and I'll explain in a second. If they're saying, well, this is about drugs, okay, this is about terror, this is about the hemisphere, this is about the U.S. military and the war machine. Yes to all of those things. So let me pull them apart. First of all, right now, Venezuela has the largest proven oil reserves on Earth, 303 billion barrels. That's $17-plus trillion at the current market value. They also claim about 8,000 to 10,000 tons of gold that is still in ground. Okay. Now, here's the part you're not being told. With all of that oil, we don't need the oil. Have you noticed the gas prices? They keep coming down. We don't need the oil. We need to pull the oil out of the ground ourselves, which we are. We need to refine it ourselves, which we are. China needs the oil. China buys 60 to 90% of all of Venezuela's crude exports. China also buys 85 to 90% of all of the oil from Iran. China also buys nearly half of all Russian oil. What's happening right now? Well, 60 to 90% of all of the exports from Venezuela now not going to China. How is China going to be able to power all of their electricity needs? How are they going to do that if they don't get oil from Venezuela? Oh, and what else has been destabilized this weekend? Iran. They buy 85 to 90% of all of the oil in Iran, and those are huge oil reserves as well. So when people say this isn't about oil, or this is about oil, the argument goes back and forth.
No, it's not about oil. We don't need it.
No, it absolutely is about oil, but not for us. This is about Donald Trump, again, playing to win the long game. You're not going to have any of the oil from Western allies. Not going to happen. We don't need you to win because you have all of the energy. You're not going to do it. We need the energy. The West needs the energy. And you're not pulling it out of our hemisphere. Okay, if Iran and Venezuela fall at the same time, China loses 70% of its non-U.S. regulated oil supply. 70%. What else does that mean besides AI? You lose 70% of your oil from that's non-U.S. You lose 70%. What else can't you do? Well, you can't go into Taiwan. You certainly can't have a war with Taiwan. You can't have AI dominance. There's no BRICS reserve currency. So just on the oil front, absolutely it's about oil, but not the way everybody, oh, that's because Exxon's going to get rich. No, because if you shut down the oil, no war in Taiwan because they don't have the energy to do it. No AI dominance because they won't have the energy to do it. And no BRICS currency. Game over for now. That's why this matters. And that's only one piece of this. Here's what Marco Rubio said over the weekend. We don't need Venezuela's oil. We're not going to allow, what we're not going to allow, however, is for the oil industry in this hemisphere to be controlled by adversaries of the United States. Is that imperialism? Or is that the defense of the hemisphere? I want you to know, and we'll talk about this later, because I think we have a George AI today after this show. I think, and we'll talk to Jason about this, I think George AI is going to talk about act of war and, you know, what the founders thought about foreign entanglements and everything else. But we can argue about the constitutionality of what Donald Trump did. Does he have the right to do it? Well, I don't know. I don't know. I think he does. I don't necessarily like it, but I also don't like the fact that Congress would have to be involved on short-term things. The way it's generally been played is I think it's 30 or 45 days he can go in and do something in defense of the country, and then they have to approve any ongoing things with 30 or 45 days. And I'm kind of comfortable with that. But we can argue about that. There's you know, strict constitutionalists who say absolutely not. And you know what? You might be right. There are other people who say, no, he has the right. And you know what? I have a harder time believing that, no, he can do whatever he wants. That's not true. But we can argue about it. What you cannot argue about is if you say you're America first, this isn't America first. This is absolutely America first. This is the most America first thing I have ever seen. Notice another thing. Trump is not just confronting our enemies. He's stealing alliances. The UAE don't like a lot of the stuff in the Middle East. But notice they're not being bombed. They're being courted. Why? Why? Because power flows through relationships, not just weapons. This is all about blocking Iran, China, and Russia. More on this going deeper in just a second.
And here's the key. You can be a purist and say America shouldn't project power anywhere. America shouldn't make deals. America should let dictatorships be right off our coast and manipulate however they want. We should just be total isolationist. But you have to understand that our country will totally collapse. We will be in an endless total depression in every economic analysis and actuary. But this is not the old globalist order. We're fighting all over the world for the new world order to transfer our jobs to China. This is America standing back up and doing every policy you would do to get the country back on its feet again. So if you believe in any self-preservation, what Trump is doing is very pragmatic and makes total sense. And that's just the facts. So that's why I defend Trump overall, is because I know that America's becoming a force for good again. We're kicking the globalist system out. The globalists, the Chi-Coms, other predatory groups are trying to dominate us, and we're fighting for our very survival. It's that simple. So you better think about the ramifications of this if you don't get on board, folks. It's that simple. History's happening. Global historic realignment. Now listen, two big announcements. Today only, 47% off store-wide on all the supplements, all the products, and more. And this is one of those days, it only comes every few months, where you get put in 50X every time you order anything for the sweepstakes on two incredible super off-road vehicles. On January 6, 2021, a group of patriots peacefully took a stand in the face of now-proven election fraud. To celebrate our fight and vindication that it was total fraud, we are running our Patriot Day sale. Today only, everything on the alexjonesstore.com is 47% off. No discount code needed. Every order placed today gets you 50X entries to win two vehicles, our Ford Raptor, $10,000 cash, and a brand new Ford F-250 diesel, $10,000 cash on each one of those. Don't miss out. This amazing sale ends tonight, January 6th at midnight. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and take action now. And then separately, we do surveys with the folks. We look online with what's most popular. Concentrated pure beef tallow with methylene blue and other key vitamins is super popular for years with women. It's one of the top selling trends. So we didn't invent this. We went and private labeled one of the top ones in the country. You want it? You got it. Defend your skin with the power of methylene blue. It doesn't turn your skin blue. It just energizes it. Bovine blue tallow is crafted with 100% grass-fed, pasture-raised beef tallow and supercharged with methylene blue, one of the most studied cellular support formulas in existence. Just energizes your cells. Tallow balm moisturizes, nourishes, revitalizes your skin, and is rich in vitamins A, D, E, and K, and deeply hydrates without clogging pores and without turning your skin blue. Today only, at 47% off introductory price on methylene blue tallow balm as part of our Patriot Day sale. Get it now. Bovine blue tallow at thealexjonesstore.com. And everybody that's going to buy anything should become a VIP. So you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, and so much more. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Ooh, 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 ooh.